Sunday night. I'm sitting down here at the bar. I'm rushing home from traffic, trying to make sure I can get here in time to sit in front of the computer and get on this video program and talk to everybody and say what's happening, even for myself. What's going on, everybody? My name is Chef Plum, and you're checking out Plum Love Foods Live, the number one digital audio food live program nonsense gimmick schnabbits on a Monday night. That's right, everybody. Tonight, we are hanging out down here at the basement. I am not having a cocktail or popping the top on a cold one, or am I even having, like last week, one of them seltzer gimmicks. No. Tonight, I am, I don't know if I have to say it out loud. I'm going to say it out loud. I am having a delicious glass of rosé. That's right, guys, because my campaign for no beer in my life is, I'm winning the fight. I am winning the fight, and by that I mean that, like, I haven't had any beers, unfortunately. I do miss beer dramatically, and it is dramatic. I hear someone even mention about having a beer, and I get really upset. And I'm like, man, I really want a beer badly. Why can't I have a beer? Well, I can't because I'm trying to watch my girlish figure for all the projects we have coming up this summer, as we've gone over multiple times. Yeah. New intro. What do you think of that? I thought that was kind of cool with that whole, like, kind of dramatic stuff in the beginning there going on. I don't know. That's what I thought. I thought it sounds pretty cool. Especially mixed up. I have another version of it too. I should play it for you guys. But I like this one. I almost switched songs completely, but I decided to stay with this song because it's kind of been like the song for the show, at least, you know. So I don't want to change it up too much. Anyway, so what's happening, everybody? How's your life going? How's the food treating you? How's the business treating you? Is everything going well? Because it's going well in my world. It's been crazy. I have this new thing now, apparently. It's something that is starting with me. Whenever I do a catering or a private party of some sort, the new thing now is for me to cut my hands. Apparently, I'm starting a whole new trend. It's the new thing. You go to a party, you break the client's bar tap and cut your hand really bad. Or, like I did this past Saturday, you hit a glass and the glass shatters. You try to catch the big pieces so it doesn't fall on the floor in front of a crowd of people. Not only do you catch it, but you catch it, and the son of a bitch slices your finger very badly. Yeah, not good times. However, there's many cooks out there. You guys will all agree and probably attest to this. The use of super glue, while it stings like a son of a bitch for a couple of seconds, the bleeding does then stop. So that's what we did. We super glued my hand closed for the rest of the night, just that one finger. So it looked kind of like, I guess I kind of had the creepy uncle thing going on where, like, everybody has that uncle or somebody in their family who's missing some fingers or something and would always try to hold them up, or maybe the kid chase you. Or maybe that was just me and my weird family growing up. I don't know. But I kind of had, like, this one pointer finger that kind of just stayed closed while the rest of the hand stayed open. But anyway, it was towards the end of the party. But why do I keep doing that? The fuck is wrong with me? I've been doing this for so damn long now. I have no respect for fire, no respect for knives, and no respect for pretty much anything sharp. And what happens? It cuts me, and then I end up suffering for it. It's just, you know, it's the way it goes. I guess it's fine. Your life goes on. I had a great crew with me that night, so everything was fine. But still, you don't want the client to see that. You know, you don't want the client to see you bleeding all over the place. Mm-mm. Not at all. Or drinking rosé as a 6'2", 260-pound man. That's okay, though. I love rosé. As a matter of fact, I am having some shit I can't pronounce from Provence. Roquefort. Anyway, it's delicious. It's from Provence, and this time of year, rosés are awesome. So, what else is happening in my world? Well, thanks for asking. I didn't know you actually asked, but I'm just kind of picturing you asking. We are getting ready to go shoot our next round of videos for Edible Nutmeg Magazine. Very exciting. We are going to, I think, we're hoping to go to a distillery, which will be pretty awesome. And then, you know, see how they're doing stuff there, like making gin, making vodka, making bourbon. And then we are also hoping to go to, I don't want to say any names yet. That's why I keep messing up. We were hoping to go to a dairy farm, basically. And how cool would it be to go to a dairy farm? I'm going to go milk cows. I'm going to make ice cream. Just all the cool shit at the dairy farm. Like, it's freaking cows. It's awesome. We love cows. So there's a couple of them locally here that are very, very cool. And I'm hoping to go and give them some exposure with all the cool things we have going with Edible Nutmeg Magazine. We are also going to be moving forward soon with our Edible Long Island and Edible East End Magazine project, which is going great. We are going to be moving forward with that and doing some very, very fun things with you know, we'll probably the same thing. We'll probably do a winery. We'll probably do a brewery. But there's so many farms out on Long Island. I'm really looking forward to going and doing some stuff with them. Also, everybody, we haven't announced it yet. We're still, the details are being worked out, but we have an agreement. So it is happening. Just the small details need to get worked out. We are doing the most unbelievable, my company, Plum Love Foods, we are doing the most unbelievable pop-up dinner. Check this out. This is going to be out at Norm Bloom & Son. It's going to be so awesome. It's going to be out there on the docks. We'll do a cocktail hour. My friends from Sebastiani, they're bringing their wines. They're going to come out, and we're going to have a cocktail hour out on the docks. And then everyone's going to sit down, and we're going to do a four-course meal using all local ingredients from the water that you're looking at with your very eyes as you sit down at that table. We're going to do an oyster course, a lobster course, a clam course. It's going to be killer. And dessert, I'm keeping that secret right now. Dessert's going to knock your socks off. But then we'll have a few giveaways there, some raffles. The entire event is going to be to benefit Harbor Watch, which I'm really looking forward to because it's just a great thing whenever you can do what we do as cooks, as chefs, as people in this food business. That can help things. That can make a difference. That can, you know, change the way things are done, impact somebody's life. And, you know, being that we do food, you have the opportunity to do that. And for me, it's kind of what it's all about. Listen, at some point in time, we've all busted our ass. I know what it's like to live paycheck to paycheck, working as a line cook, trying to just pay your bills and do everything. But trust me, keep at it. It does get better. And when it does get better, make sure you give back a little bit and help out with things that are great charity events. And being chefs, cooks, and whatnot, hospitality individuals, we have the opportunity to do that. Maybe not always from a financial standpoint, but with our time and our skills. So I think it's really important to do those sort of things. And looking very, very forward to having the opportunity to do that with Harbor Watch and Norm Bloom & Sons. That event's going to be at the end of June. I can't wait. You guys know, if you saw the Edible Nutmeg video, what we did with Edible on the Road, hanging out and going to Norm Bloom & Sons and doing the lobster dish. Man, it's just awesome. I can't wait for the event. It's going to be fantastic. Let's talk about tonight for a second. Tonight, my good friend Dana from Concepts TV is going to be on the show. And let me tell you about Dana. Dana is what she does is very difficult. It's very hard working in production and controlling a group of people to try to keep things moving. It's a very difficult thing, and she is one of the most amazing people I've worked with at this. She keeps everything flowing, keeps everything positive. Even when she's angry, she still sounds nice, at least to me. And we've always had a great friendship, her and I. We've worked together many times, but more importantly, every time I work with her, I'm just in awe at her leadership abilities and the way she makes this happen. So I can't wait to talk to her tonight, the good, the bad, and of course, products that actually work and do amazing things. And it's fun to see how these things work from conception to the end. And trust me, Dana has stories about that. So more about her in just a few minutes. I see her on hold right now. So we're going to go get to her very shortly. Although maybe I'll just make her wait on hold and see if she will get pissed at me. Like if I leave her sitting for a few minutes, just let her get pissed at me. And then when she comes on, that won't happen. She's too nice for that. Anyway, guys, check it out. I'm going to sit down here. I'm going to pour myself another glass of this pink wine. I'm going to get comfortable. I'm going to play a quick spot. And then we're going to come right back. And we're going to talk to Dana from Concepts TV. You're checking out the number one digital food audio program on Blog Talk Radio, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn FM, Carrier Pigeon, Smoke Signals, wherever else you get your digital audio entertainment. We'll be back in just 1 second. Hang tight, guys. You're checking out Plum Love Foods Live. Oh, that's right, guys. My knife is smarter than yours. That's right, smarter. I'm talking Ergo Chef Knives. The unique patented shape makes it more of an extension of your hand. The curved handle of an Ergo Chef Knives allows for a smoother cutting and less fatigue in your hand. Listen, I use these knives every day, and they are fantastic. They're my go-to knives. If I use a normal knife, like a regular chef knife anymore, my hands start to hurt and feel achy. Trust me, guys, I'm not making this up. These knives are the jam. Check them out at ErgoChef.com. That's ErgoChef.com. And tell them Chef Plum sent you by using the promo code PLUM15OFF and get 15% off your purchase. Mike and Scott are great dudes over there, so check them out at ErgoChef.com.
You give me me your number, I call you up. You act like your pussy on interrupt. I don't have no trouble with you fucking me, but I have a little problem with you not fucking me. Baby, you know I'ma take care of you, cause you say you got my baby and I know it ain't true. Is it a good thing? No, it's bad, bitch. For good or worse, makes you switch. So I walk on over with my crystal. Bitches, niggas put away your pistol. Dirty won't be having it in this house, cause bitch, I'll cripple your style. Now that you heard my charming voice, you couldn't get another nigga. Your coochie won't get moist. If you wanna look good and not be bummy, yo, you better give me that money.
Yeah, coming back live right now. You know I gotta play that song for my man George that's on hold. I actually found it to be a very appropriate song for our guests right now, because let me tell you something. When it comes down to a disaster song like this, only one person I know could actually take a song like this and turn it into an amazing ad or an amazing, just even an amazing music video. I don't know how they did it, but I'm very positive that Dana could do it if she had the opportunity to do it. What's happening, Dana? How are you?
I'm good. How are you? I was just dancing to the music, actually.
Nice. Listen, I'm happy you're here, because every once in a while when I do this show, I have to have someone come on here and bring a little class and bring a little integrity to this program where it's just me and a bunch of broken band of pirate cooks talking. So I appreciate you coming on the show tonight.
Happy to be here.
I know, that was a weird intro. I could have said
something. I don't know
nicer,
about the
huh?
class, but I'll try.
Well, listen, I've seen your Instagram page, and I think it's all class when you look at that. It looks like you're just like a traveling food show when you watch your Instagram page. I mean, you're hugging tigers, and you're hugging elephants, and next thing you know, you're gallivanting off to someplace else to jump off a cliff and go swimming. What the hell do you do?
I work, I sleep, and I travel. That's about
That's
it,
true.
Actually.
You were just in Florida, right?
I was. I got back this morning.
Now, is that a vacation trip or a work trip?
It was a vacation trip.
Oh, shit. That's no fun to talk about then. You came home to cold, chilly, and windy, which is awesome, right? Because it is supposed to be springtime.
I know. Only for you. I could have stayed.
Well, that's awesome. So check it out. I appreciate you coming back early for me. That was very nice of you, which is bullshit. So you have been doing you've been working in this commercial business for a long time. You started when you were 13 years old, right? That's your first time you did a commercial?
Actually, earlier, my mom used to model for my boss, and as she had kids, all of us kids were in the commercials. So when I was 3 was my first commercial, and when I was 15 in high school, I asked the production company if I could answer phones, and I've been there ever since.
Holy cow. So this is the only job you've ever really had?
Yeah, I had other side jobs too, but this is the only one that I'm keeping.
Well, it's funny because...
It's a career.
Well, right, but you're like a farm girl. You grew up on a farm, right?
I did. It used to be a strawberry patch, and then as years went on, we decided to have a pumpkin patch. So, yeah, my dad was a farmer.
Man, that's incredible. So you had all this great food, and now you're working commercials, and you're doing lots of things that are fun with food. It kind of all goes hand in hand. So you started when you were young answering phones at the same company you're at now. And then how does it kind of progress from there? What was the next step for you after answering phones at this company?
Let's see. They had me do a little bit of intern work. I remember they were shooting a commercial and they needed a girl to go in a bathtub. So my first job was looking for nude color leotards so you couldn't tell she was naked, but it looked like she was naked. That was my first job as an intern. And then I actually did a little bit of front desk work. I did some finance work. I did some sales. And our production assistant quit, and Colette, the president of our company, said, "How would you like to be the new PA?" And I said, "Absolutely not. That sounds terrible. That's the worst job in the company. No way, but I'll help you until you find someone." And then 3 years later, the producer position opened up, and she said, "How would you like to be a producer?" I said, "No way, but I'll do it until you find someone," and that's been the rest of my life. But you know what? I can complain all I want. I like it. I like the people I work with. I like my crews, and I like being on set. So,
well, it's a very cool job. And the thing about it too is that, I mean, you're a very humble individual. So anything I say, you're gonna tell me I'm wrong or whatever. But you're very good at it.
Well, you're probably wrong anyway.
Oh, shut up. Listen, but you are. You're very good at it. And I wasn't earlier in the show. I'm not sure if you could hear it on a hold. I really was putting you over, saying, you know, when you kind of run a production like you're doing. when it, you know, on these sets. That's not an easy task to do, but you do it so seamlessly. How many of these have you done now?
Hundreds. 500 plus.
That's
more.
Insane. But, and they're different every time, right?
They're different every time.
I mean,
you know,
it's
funny. I guess I have, it's become a little bit bossy from what I do at work. It's great at work, but then it tends to cross over to my personal life. I get yelled at a little bit for that, but I think it's fine.
I know the feeling. Listen, as a chef, I like to be in charge myself. And at least at my house, my family makes me think I am. I'm definitely not. But when it comes to running a kitchen, bringing that stuff home with you, it's got to be difficult, which I guess is probably the same thing for you. Because when we're on set working with you, there's no question who's running the show.
Aw, you're being nice. Well, no,
That's true.
Hey, we have a good crew. They know when we can play around and have fun, and they know when to get to work. So
it's pretty cool to see. I mean, it really is. It's very seamless the way you guys do it. I mean, I would look at some of these things, and I would think they would, you know, take a couple days to shoot. But man, you guys bang these out so fast. What?
Oh yeah, we're quick. I think that's one of the things that that make our company stand out. You know, I think our breaks between scenes, if there's a lighting change, it's 15 minutes. We try to get it done. We shoot our entire 2-minute commercials all in one 10-hour day, for sure.
Wow. And it's actually fun. You guys are great to work with. You've always treated me with the utmost respect and been super cool to me for the most part. Not you, but everybody else.
You don't know what to say when you leave.
That's fine. Listen, as long as you and I are friends, that's all I care about.
Perfect.
In the end. So you've done some pretty cool commercials. I was checking it out, and one of the things I was talking to you about on the phone that I think many people probably don't realize how many commercials they've seen that are probably yours. Before we get into the actual commercials themselves, I wanted to ask you, how does the whole process start? So does someone have a product and they call you and say, hey, we want to make a commercial? Or is it, do you guys pitch making a commercial for certain products? Like, how does that work?
You know what? All of the above. Colette really built her business on word of mouth. I mean, the only advertising she's really done is within little trade shows in our industry. We'll post a little ad in the papers. Otherwise, it's word of mouth. And she started in 83, so she has a lot of repeat business. Basically, all of the big marketers that run this TV world work with us. But you do have the new inventors that call, have a new item, and if they have funding, we'll just start right away with commercial. If they don't have funding yet, we'll try to put them in touch with the appropriate marketer to make sure that they can hook up, and hopefully we can start shooting.
Oh, wow. So you actually will help some of these guys actually get funding and stuff now.
Yeah, of course. We want to see products work.
That's awesome. I had no idea for that. Like, that's great.
Yeah, and then once we sign on, we'll do a little creative kickoff call. What we do in-house, Colette does the script writing. We do all of the casting, location scouting, test products, work with the products, shoot and edit in-house.
And that's what's kind of cool is that your team you have is all very good people, and everyone's always kind of – they've all worked together a lot. So everyone kind of knows, I think the more you work with the same team, the easier it kind of gets. You know how the little synchronicities that people have and – when they want to stop and change things and how they want to change it. It kind of makes sense after you've been with them such a long time.
It's great. There's definitely a lot of longevity where we are. I might screw up the numbers, but we have an editor with us, I think, over 18 years. Christine Sales is over 15 years. Sharon, director of post-production, I think she's at 11 years.
Wow.
Another one of our editors is 11 years. Yeah, we have a lot of longevity, so we must like the abuse.
Well, either that or you just have them handcuffed. I can't quite figure it out how that works. But you do a great job with it. That's the whole thing about it. Like, it really does. I mean, when you see these commercials, and I've done a couple with you guys, they really do come out looking unbelievable. Like, it's just, you know, you can look back and say, oh, I remember shooting that day, and, you know, we had this issue or this problem. But then you watch the commercial, and, oh, my God, it's perfect. There's no problems at all. It looks like it was just an amazing, seamless day.
Yeah, there's a saying, we'll fix it in post. You know what? For the most part, you know what you have on set, and if you don't have it, you could normally get it done in post. We have some awesome editors that are very talented, and if there's a little bit of a glitch, we can normally smooth it out.
Wow. And you do. You do a great job of that stuff, which is crazy. So you said your mom works with Colette, and Colette obviously is her company. She's the head muckety-muck over there. Your mom was doing some modeling for her, and then you ended up kind of where you are right now. how's your, like, is your family, like, can we get away from this woman? Can we get away from this company? Or how do we get out of their lives? How does that happen?
Oh, no such thing. So Colette's daughter, whose name is also Colette, actually our love story, my boss Colette met my mom in a grocery store, and
right.
they each had two babies in the carriage, and that was me and Colette Jr., and they said it was love at first sight. We grabbed at each other. So that was really the glue in this, is she's my best friend, more than a sister.
Wow. Well, I mean, it's got to be family. It has to be family.
It's,
you've been together
family.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, oh, you must have it so easy. I said, why? Because I get yelled at harder?
Yeah,
I deserve
disagree.
It more?
I would disagree. I don't think you could yell that harder. You probably get you probably do get yelled at harder, but made to feel like inadequate or you're messed up, or, you know, that whole disappointment thing is probably worse than being yelled at.
Yeah, you know what? It's an awesome thing we have going on. I'm very lucky.
Well, it's like I said, you guys really did kill it. And what amazes me the most, again, not just to get back to away from the company and more about you with this, is that what blows me away is, seriously, like, you have this whole control, this whole leader thing. You never really get too flustered, even when things get messed up. I mean, I guess maybe it comes from doing 500 of these.
Yeah, you know, I remember when I was first in production, I was the PA, and I was so stressed out at night, and Colette's like, you know you're a good producer when you can't sleep the night before. I'm like, that sounds horrible. I don't want to be like that. So I find that I have dreams the night before a shoot. I find them completely annoying, but they're helpful. It's me waking up in the morning, taking a shower, going to work, running through my day, going off the checklist, and running into a little problem. And when I wake up in the morning, I'm like, ah, I should do this differently. So I'm tortured at night, but I think I'm prepared the next day.
Yeah, you definitely are, because, I mean, literally, I don't even know if you blink. Like, I've watched you, I just don't think you even blink at anything. I think you just kind of have this toothpick thing in your eye. You're just kind of always there, paying attention, controlling everyone, making sure things are running so smooth, which, again, is not an easy task, and I can't emphasize that enough. It's such a hard thing to do.
Well, anyone who knows anything about production knows that it's problem solving, so it wouldn't be a production if there wasn't a problem. My job is to put out fires, so talent doesn't show up, when we get it back up, it's okay.
Well, that's a great segue into that. How do you guys find talent for these commercials? How does it work? I know a lot of people get reused and things like that, which is awesome. But, like, how do you find new talent to be involved in these things?
Oh, I mean, when you see a cute guy at a bar and you give them a card. No, I'm just kidding. No, sometimes
that's,
we get
some
talent that way.
Involved. Obviously, that's how we got involved and you guys got me working with you. Like,
hey, you
got
to do what you got to do. But realistically, I mean, we do word of mouth. That's my favorite kind of talent because, you know, people you find from an agency, they're great. But most likely some of your competitors have used them already and they're out there and we like to find fresh talent. So we hold castings in New York. We'll have people come to our office. Sometimes I find the best talent from Facebook. If I'm looking for, like, something weird and specific, I'll just post something to Facebook and people, you know, pour in. So I use social media.
Well, I mean, that's kind of the whole thing. It's the way life is changing and the world is changing. I mean, social media is definitely the way to go. And do you find any of these commercials, or you guys will make a commercial, do you find anybody who actually wants to mainly market via social media? Is that kind of something new that everyone's going for, or are we still really pushing the TV aspect?
Both. It depends. A lot of times, if my client wants to get in retail, they have to put it on TV because right now people are obsessed with ads seen on TV. If you walk in Bed Bath & Beyond, you see the ads seen on TV wall. So in order to get to that wall, you have to do well on TV.
Well, it's funny because the commercials that you guys make, which, I mean, I know most of them, you know, we're talking short form, regular commercials. Do you guys do any long form? You remember the long form ones where it was like a talk show kind of set up where it was like, oh, and it was the guy who was like, oh, let me show you how you use this OxyClean product or whatever. And it sets up like a show.
Yeah. So I would say if we were to do 100 short form a year, we do maybe 2 to 4 long form a year.
That's crazy. Because there's actually a network on DirecTV now. It just plays infomercials. It's insane. They just play commercials,
yes.
But that's the network.
I think for us, the difference is if a client has a product with a high price point, maybe that's something, you know, you need more time to sell it. Or if it's more of a demonstrative product and you need more time or testimonials, you might need more time. Otherwise, if you can get it done in a 2 minute, it's more cost effective across the board.
Right. Now, is that the right word, infomercial? Is that the right word, or do we have a different name for it?
Infomercial, yes. Infomercial would be the 30-minute commercials you see on TV.
Oh, okay. So the other one's just a regular commercial, and infomercial is a long-form, you know, thing. Okay.
Yes, sir.
I got it. Listen, I'm trying to make sure I got all the terminology correct. That's all.
So far, so good.
No, thank you. I appreciate that. I'm just waiting for you to jump all over me. It's going to happen any second. I know it.
I'll let you jump know. On me.
So you guys were just in India, and the last time we were together, working together, you were telling me some stories, and I mean, God, some of it's really disturbing and just, but really like kind of a melancholy story of like hope. And it just really blew me away, some of the stuff. So what were you guys doing out in India?
So my boss was approached. Well, it started a year ago. We did a video for the Family Justice Center of Newark, New Jersey, to help raise money and awareness. And we created a video by interviewing some of these victims that have come forward, and it raised quite a bit of money. So it felt really good to give back. And Colette was approached from one of our clients who helps fund an all-girls school in Lucknow, India. And ultimately, the situation there is girls are not treated the same. You know, when they're growing up in the family, the parents take care of the sons and put them through school because ultimately the sons will take care of them. But their daughters are married off and will take care of their in-laws, so they don't pay too close attention to the girls. And they're stuck in a way of life. They don't know anything different than that. So ultimately, we went there to film this all-girls school that's giving them food, education, and ultimately a chance at life to help raise funding and awareness to that as well. And it was really moving. I mean, I've seen poverty, but I didn't know poverty existed like that.
I mean, it's insane because, like, I had just gotten done with hair and makeup, and you're breaking the story down to me, and, like, I'm waiting for myself to start crying. I have three daughters, and I'm just hearing the story. It's completely heart-wrenching, and I think the one that really hit me the most, and I'm not going to give away the whole story, but maybe you can tell it, when you asked them, like, these girls got to go to school, and you asked them about their favorite subject. I mean, that story is just insane. Can you tell that one?
Yeah, so part of the interview process, they could understand just a little bit of English from school, but they couldn't really speak it yet. So we had an interpreter there with us. And, you know, we would ask them things like, what do you do before school? What do you do after school? And, of course, all of their answers were, I take care of my siblings. I make dinner. I sweep the floors. Everything's chore related. And they all lit up when they talked about school. They loved it so much. And I said, what's your favorite subject? Crickets. What's your favorite part of school? Crickets. And I asked this to all of the girls, and they just stared. And truly, not one of them came up with an answer. And one of the elderly Indian women came over to me, and she said, they don't understand that question because they don't have choices. They don't know what it's like to have a favorite everything. Their life is laid out for them. And it broke my heart that these girls didn't know how to answer, what's your favorite subject? Where, I mean, kids today, they have a favorite everything. I had a favorite everything. To not have a favorite just broke my heart. It put it into perspective for me.
It truly is. I mean, you told me that story, and I don't know if you remember, I was sitting there staring at you like you would just show me a magic trick. Like, I just couldn't even understand that was what it was. And, you know, my girls love coming home from school and riding their bikes and doing all this stuff and playing in the backyard and hunting frogs by the brook. And here you have these girls where you were who just could never imagine even doing such a thing. And it's just, my God, it's got to change your life, right?
Yeah. It did change my life. And we're so excited working on this project. I just got to see one of the rough cuts put together, and it was very moving and very exciting. And ultimately, these girls have a chance. Some of them want to be doctors. Some of them want to be teachers. Hopefully they can be something and change the mold of how they are now and change generations to come.
I hope so. And it really is. I mean, such a moving story to hear. I mean, you know, it's one of the things I think that we just, I don't want to say take for granted where we live now and how we live our lives, but it's just, you just don't think about it. It's not something that would ever even occur to you, you know?
Yeah, I was speechless when I went to the villages that they lived. I mean, literally it was some stone, and they would build their homes with cow dung. Each village had a couple different cows. When it goes to the bathroom, they use it to build. And they live in houses that are completely empty with no roofs, no electricity. Oh. Their kitchen is one big empty space, and you light one of those heating stoves, and that's it. That's how they live. It's It's really mind-blowing. I've never seen anything like it. And you realize how small our problems are here.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I mean, just the same thing kind of happened here with me, not to bring it back, but, you know, I live in Newtown, Connecticut. Everything that happened here, my kids were in school, and it really, I mean, it changed my life completely as a chef, as a professional, everything. I can only imagine seeing something of that nature just kind of changes everything, the way you look at stuff. And so you guys were there, and so you're working there. Has there been any thought to, like, you guys make amazing commercials and infomercials, like doing something, doing like a documentary or doing like any kind of other stuff that's maybe not in the same genre of commercials and infomercials? Because, you know, a process like, an experience like you guys just had there, I mean, it's got to, and it would inspire me to want to do something like that, just to let everybody know what's going on.
Yeah, it's one of those cases that you can do your best to write a generic script and make a plan of attack, and everything goes out the window when you land and see what it's really like.
Wow. Man, it's just,
Well, I will show you the video once it's complete. I'm very excited about this piece personally.
I don't know if emotionally I can handle it, Dana. I don't know. Literally, ever since I had kids, I cry at Sunny Delight commercials. Like, it's just, I fall apart. I can't deal.
Is that why you cry on set?
I never cried on your set. However, everything I've done with Food Network, all they do is try to get me to cry. It's hysterical. That's all they want you to
really?
Do is cry. So, oh, my God. Yeah, that's it.
Well, if you ever do, send me a video.
Listen to you. There goes a person in production. Oh, that's money right there. He's crying. That's great. The giant human being, the 6'3", 250-pound guy's crying. Let's put him on camera. That's a good idea.
I'm surprised you didn't cry when we had to trim your arms.
Oh, can we talk about that or no? I didn't want to go. I didn't want to.
Yeah, please.
Listen, it's become
you're
my
on
new,
hair.
It's. So we were doing a project a couple weeks ago, and the fantastic, lovely, beautiful, brilliant Dana calls me and says, "Hey, we have a project. Do you want to be a part of it?" And I was like, "Yeah, of course. I mean, I'm happy to work. If you guys are always so much fun to work with, believe me, I just love to do it." So I get there, and we're shooting, and I'm wearing a short sleeve neon green chef coat, by the way, which, by the way, is that's my new thing. I'm totally doing that everywhere now. I've sold my black ones. I'm not doing the black. Yeah, no more black chef coats, trying to be the cool guy. Fuck it, I'm green. Here we go. We're shooting the first shot, and somebody's not happy with how things look. Maybe you could take it from there.
Well, when we were fitting you for the short sleeve or the long sleeve, I said, I don't think Colette's going to like your arm hair. It's just my gut. I've seen her say it before, but the short sleeve looked so much better. I think it was the right color green. So
right.
We went with the short sleeve, and as soon as we did action on the first take, she's like, do you have a razor? I'm just staring at your hair. And you're like, darn it, my wife, she told me to do that, and I didn't listen. Right? Is that how it went?
Kind of,
yeah. So we took you in the back, and we gave you a little trim.
Well, I do lots
That's
of...
That's right. She's always right.
Well,
she's always,
you know,
right. So,
listen, I do a lot of TV spots. You guys, you know that. I do a lot of, like, TV spots. And my wife is always like, maybe you should think about shaving that arm hair off a little bit. And I'm like, I don't know. I'm a dude. Like, I'm a guy. Like, what do you want from me? And I just told you that story. And then, lo and behold, we're shooting. And Colette goes, yeah, can we talk about that? And, next thing you know, there's now pictures on Instagram and Facebook and wherever else social media of me getting my arm hair trimmed, which, by the way, now is my new thing. I just feel like a sexy beast now, so I'm always getting my arm hair trimmed. It's my new thing. I go to my hairstylist, she's fixing my hair, she's trimming my arm hair. It's awesome.
Did your wife like it?
She goes, I told you. See, I told you. That's what she said. There's actually a story that
help.
She... Yeah, well, that was thanks to Concepts. I now have a better relationship with my wife.
I hear a testimonial.
That's right. We're not talking about any products. We're just talking about this company. If you want to have a better relationship with your family and your wife, there you go. it's funny because it's little things like that that maybe people don't notice that you guys do notice when it comes to doing these commercials and these infomercials and whatnot. I mean, and I remember very distinctly. The owner of a restaurant who gave me my first chef position saying, Plum, it's always about the little things, and everything in life that you'll ever do, it's the little things that make the biggest difference in the world. And I think that's one of them right there. I mean, yeah, it's a little bit weird and uncomfortable, and trust me, I have no problem being that guy, but she's right. I made a big difference in how things looked, I think.
Yeah, she's always right. I don't know how she does it.
Well, I mean, you should be careful saying that, because if she hears this, she's like, remember you said I'm always right?
No, I say it to her. I'm like, Colette, stop it. You know? Always learning. It's been their lifetime. I'm still learning.
See, thank you for stepping in and talking there, because I was trying to swallow, and you made me laugh a little bit, so I couldn't. I had wine in my mouth. Anyway.
Swallow your pink wine?
Yes. Yes, it is. And I'm okay with that. Let me tell you why, because rosé is a fantastic thing to drink, especially this time of year, and that's fine.
I agree. It goes with the short arm hair.
Oh, my God. Dana, seriously? Like, we're going to do this now?
I'm just saying.
Let's talk about some of the products you guys have done. One of my favorite commercials is when the sumo guys sit on the couch. It's the couch that always sinks down, and it's the little flat things you put in the couch. And you guys had to show how strong they were. The giant sumo guys sit on the couch, and they don't sink down to the bottom of the floor. Was that yours?
Yeah.
Was that all you?
Furniture Fix. That was us, Furniture Fix. We did that a few years ago. And Colette always likes to have an amazing demo, something that it may not make sense, but for it to be memorable enough that you know our product. And she said, how do we get people to remember our product or to trust that it works? How about sumo wrestlers? So we called two sumo wrestlers, which was fine. They came. They're quite hard to find, I must say.
Yeah, I would think so.
Shoot, and what we didn't anticipate initially was, do we show them in their little diaper wrappings or do we show them in clothes? So I normally help people with wardrobe. So I'm sitting there holding this little wrap that I have to wrap around them like a diaper. And I'm like, I need a boy for this because I cannot do this. Yeah, I have some awesome pictures of my PA wrapping them. But, yeah, you know what? She was right. It was memorable. And it worked.
Where's Frank? Oh, my God. I would like to see that picture and send it to him. I know he's not there anymore, but it would be awesome.
Hysterical.
So you have these two sumo wrestlers. They sit down and the product actually works, right?
Yes, sir. Sure did.
I mean, that's the amazing part about this whole stuff. There's so many products that you see. You'll watch them on the commercial. There's just no way that that's going to happen. There's no way that works like it's supposed to. How many times is it? I mean, I kind of know the answer here, but I want you to tell it because you're the expert. How many times that you get a product, and maybe it's not that the product doesn't work. Maybe it's more, you know, the product's not totally completed yet, and you're getting a prototype, or you're getting like kind of, you know, a model of the product itself. And
you mean
how many
like
times...
90% of the time? We normally get the calls before the product is actually made. You know, I'll get a call and I'll say, all right, I have two units. They're just prototypes. They're $15,000. Be very careful with them. They might break. And they're like, what?
Oh, my God.
You know, one of my favorite stories was we had a product that made potatoes in the microwave. And awesome product. You filled shelves for years. I think it's still out there. And we're testing out different potatoes in the oven just to make sure, can we put one in? Can we put four in? You know, what comes out better, sweet potato, baked potato? And we're in our home office that was in Boot, New Jersey at the time. And the microwave catches on fire. So I throw this thing outside. I'm like, oh, my gosh, caught on fire. I call McClain, and they're like, yeah, it's a prototype. The real ones won't do that. Okay. I have to say the real ones don't do that, but we had to work with the prototypes, which was a lot of fun. Another microwave product that we couldn't get the actual shoot samples until the morning of. So the clients dropped off the freshly painted product that morning. And take one action, 30 seconds in, it melts right in the microwave. So working around things like that, you have to laugh. It's quite funny, and both of those products were successful, came out good, and the real products actually work. So,
well, that's kind of it's kind of a testament to you on set and how like these things fall apart, these things don't work. It's a prototype, but somehow or another, the product, the commercial comes out perfect. It looks unbelievable, and I think it's more of a testament to you and how you're running the show at the actual shoot. I mean, I don't think you'll ever give yourself credit for that, but I think that's what it is.
Thank you. Well, you know what? I have all day and all night. We'll do it 20 times if we have to, right?
No.
You don't have plans after the shoot, do you?
So what have been some of the products that you've used that you've had that have been like, wow, that's a fantastic idea, or holy shit, that works awesome?
Well, the George Foreman grill is one of our biggest ones, the most memorable ones, and that was awesome. I actually starred in that one.
You guys did George Foreman and you were in it?
I didn't know that. Yeah. I was before I worked at Concepts, I think I was 13 or 14. Do not Google this. Do not YouTube this. My role was biting into a hot dog, and I was like,
Are you kidding me?
Do you know how awkward that was in front of the crew? And then it aired for years.
So just be aware, I'm going to tweet that to 10,000 people tonight because that's awesome.
Why did I tell you that? Yeah.
That's amazing. That's awesome. I had no idea George Foreman was your product. That's great. I mean,
absolutely. We met George and some of the other Georges.
The other George. He does. He has like
all of his kids are named George.
Holy shit. I mean, what do you do after you have George Jr.? George Jr. Jr.? Like, how does he refer to him?
I guess so. He gets away with it.
Oh, my God. So the George Foreman grill, what else? What's been another product you've been like, wow, this works amazing?
Food related or anything?
Anything. It's cool.
The Amish heat surge fireplace.
Shut up.
That was one of my favorite products. Have you seen that?
Yes, I've seen the commercial for it. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, so that was one of the half-hour infomercials we did. We went to Ohio to film in Amish country. Turns out, Amish people, they shouldn't technically be on camera, and we were interviewing some of them, so we got away with it. They had to look three quarters, not directly at camera, but that was interesting. We shot on the second floor of a horse barn, and when we got there to shoot, it was infested with flies, so we had to go by hundreds of fly traps. If you watch the infomercial on TV, you'll actually see flies going through the spot. But let me tell you, that product worked. You can roll it from your bedroom to the living room, wherever you need portable heat. It's beautiful. It's cozy. It was one of my favorite products. Another one was...
Two questions about that. One, Colette has a problem with my arm hair. I can only imagine she was losing her mind over flies in the shot.
Oh, you have no idea. We actually, it was a dry county. After that night of shooting, we drove out of county to get a drink.
Yeah, I would think so.
We did.
And then, so do the Amish, do they have power in their houses? Could you plug in, like, camera batteries and stuff, or how'd that work?
Generators. And they were Mennonites, actually, the ones that we worked with. But no, they don't have power. They had the horse and buggies driving down the road. It was quite interesting filming there.
Hey, you're shooting back to your farm roots there. You were riding horses. You were, right? You were just handling it? You felt at home?
Yep, you know it.
All right, sorry. Go ahead. What's the next product? That's great. That's a great story, though. I had no idea that was your product either. My God, you guys have done everything.
Yeah. The other product that I do not leave home without when I'm traveling is my Total Pillow from Hampton Direct. It looks like a donut-shaped pillow. And it fits perfectly around the back of your head and around the sides of your neck. So it's amazing on the plane, but then you can twist it and put it behind the small of your back. I literally do not fly without it. And it's great because instead of carrying that little half shell pillow that doesn't really work anyway, when you're traveling with your suitcase, you can just slide it right over the pull-out rod and never lose it. So that is another one of my favorite items.
Now, that's not the pillow commercial with the guy with the creepy mustache, right? That's not that guy.
No creepy mustaches in our commercial. Not at all.
No creepy. We don't allow that. We don't allow.
Another recent fun one we did was the Woof Washer. Have you seen the dog washing commercial? Mm-hmm.
I have.
It's a little hula hoop.
It's a circle, right? Like a hula hoop gimmick, and the dog walks right. Is that what I'm talking about?
Yes. You attach it to your hose, and you can add in soap. So at first you wrap it around your dog, water sprays out with soap in it, and then you just turn on the water button and it rinses. So it's literally a washer for your dog, hands-free, which is very cool. And that one has a cool story. We put it on Facebook, and it had a few million, it had like 60 million views, something totally insane. It was one of those crazy viral sensations.
What?
Yeah, we did a couple of panels about it at our trade show in Vegas. We still can't figure out exactly what did it, if it was, you know,
oh,
the product
pot.
Being unique.
Marijuana.
Yeah.
People getting high watching dogs sitting clean. Come on, sounds like a great
plan. I watched my coworker's child with it, too, just to see if it worked, and they liked it. So I'm just saying.
I saw that in maybe it was a picture on your Instagram or something. You were washing kids or something. I was like, that's a great idea. I should buy one of these just to wash my own daughters. That's a great idea.
Right?
Now, how many times has someone come to you with a product and they want you guys to, hey, we're going to shoot a commercial. This is going to be awesome. Obviously, we're not going to sell anybody down the river here. But, like, hey, this is the product. We want to do this. And you guys, oh, okay, great. And you hang up the phone and you go, what the fuck? This is a real life thing? Like, really? Like, we're really going to do this? Like, has there been a product that's happened to you yet, you know, with you guys or no?
Not, I mean, there are some products that we say no to. I mean, that we want, we will advise otherwise and just say, I don't know, I don't really see it. But I mean, if they really want to do it, we'll do it for them, but we might advise otherwise. I mean, what do we know? We would have said no to Snuggie. And look at that. We didn't do Snuggie, one of our friendly competitors did. And, yeah, who knew? Put a robe on backwards, huge hit.
Oh, my God, you're so right. That's ridiculous. And the use of the word Snuggie, the fact that that's an actual word in our language, makes me so upset.
I know.
I mean, that's...
You know what? It's funny that this is an animal that used to be kind of looked down upon. It's a little cheesy, but let me tell you something. It works. DRTV, direct response. I air it. We know immediately if it's working or not. It's not like a typical image or an ad spot on TV that you pay thousands of dollars and hope for the best. It works. And for some reason, people really like it. So I've been complaining that we're really, really busy for years now, and it hasn't gone away. So it's enough work to go around in this industry.
I think it totally does. It completely works. And I think it works because you guys, you make the products when you guys shoot these commercials, and I think it's a testament to you and how you handle production when it comes to these things. It's you make it seem so easy. You make it seem like anybody can do it. And to me, that's the whole selling point. That's the bottom line. And, we live in a world now where video is king. Like I can write the most amazing article on the planet. The chances of everybody seeing it are slim to none. You're going to have a few people who watch it. However, if I make a video and put it up, people are going to watch that shit. They want to watch it. And what is it? One click, you have a 90% chance. Two clicks, it goes down to 30%. It's amazing how much people love to see things like that, whether it's on TV or online. When you have a fantastic video or, just a fantastic commercial showing something like that or showing different ways you can use it, people love it. People dig it.
It's true. Content is king. It's been king. It's growing. I mean, even when you go online, I'm obsessed with online shopping. I won't buy the shirt if I can't see a front view, a back view, a 360 view, and maybe even a video of someone wearing it. Because otherwise, I don't trust it.
Look, I think you have a whole another world of work you could do with a whole thing with showing videos of people wearing clothes. Like, that could be your whole thing. I'm telling you, it'd be awesome.
Oh, my dream. Can I keep
them? Do it. Yes, of course. You get free clothes. It's awesome. Listen, so you're so awesome at what you do. You're so amazing at what you do. Have you ever thought of breaking away from doing this and going into the TV route and working on a television program or going in and working in the movie industry or something along those lines?
Yeah, I mean, I'm always thinking of what else is out there. And actually, I've been lucky enough, Colette, when I expressed that to her, of like, what else is out there? What else could I do? She said, do you want to go back to school? So she's been sending me to NYU. I'm actually expecting my certificate in the mail any day now for producing. And what was really great about that was I got to be in class. My professor in one class was an attorney for E! Entertainment. And my professor for another class was a producer and a director for movies. And my professor for another class was an agent who, connects crews with production companies for series on TV. So I got to see a little bit about production in other lights. And it's all about thinking outside of the box and learning. The more I can learn, the more I could do, the happier I am. But I'll be honest, I'm lucky where I am that I get to be as creative as I am and hands-on as I am. I look at some of my friends at a good paying desk job, and I'm thinking, are you happy? I mean, we get to joke around and have fun and create things all day, every day. So
right.
I'm really happy where I am. And, if I could do more, I'd love to do more. But, I think there's always room for growth.
You know, I want to wrap it up here, but you just made a you just brought up some things I have questions about now. Like, I can't imagine being a professor in a college level class to you. Like, even these guys who have done amazing things, maybe they've worked in movies, maybe they've worked in TV. I mean, you're coming into their class with, you know, 500 or let's just say 400 commercials under your belt. What are they possibly going to teach you? You got to be looking at them sometimes and be like, no, it doesn't work that way.
You know, it's funny. They always ask what we do. And when I say what I do, they're like, okay. So you're going to know some of this. But, you know, I still learn. They have to learn outside of my box. I'm really good at doing what I do. I want to know what other people do.
It's just funny because, I've worked with cooks, just to kind of bring it back to food a little bit, who come to me who have, I've been in this business for over 20 years now, and I've had guys come to work with me who have 10, 15 years experience. And it comes to a point where, you have a certain expectation. You know that these guys can do X, Y, and Z. You don't need to hold their hand through it. I would kind of imagine it's the same thing with what you do. It comes to a point where these professors have to look at you and go, okay, we don't need to tell Dana about X, Y, and Z because she's obviously going to know that. Or maybe even they feel slightly intimidated because you walking in there, having that many commercials under your belt, that's impressive. Like that is like some serious respect level shit right there.
Thank you.
I could not have said that any more eloquently. Holy shit, I'm an asshole.
You know what? It's great. We've been busy. We continue to stay busy. We love what we do. We try to shoot about twice a week. Sometimes we shoot zero times, and then the following week we'll shoot four times. So they always have to keep us on our toes, clients. They're like, no, we'll have something ready for you when everyone else does. So they like to keep us stressed. It's perfect.
So at the end of every shoot, do you guys have a victory dance? Do you go out for a cocktail, or what's the story?
You know what? Sometimes, honestly, I just go home and pass out. My bedtime's 9 o'clock. Like I said, eat, sleep, travel.
Wow, I can't imagine that. One of the projects I've been doing is the edible project. You've seen some of the video content that we've been doing, and I'm kind of producing, directing, and hosting in it. And whenever we get done, all I want to do is just go have a cocktail. Maybe it's just the alcohol, and I don't know why, or maybe it's the fact that you've done 500 and I've done 20. I don't know. Maybe that's what it is.
You'll probably still drink your pink wine after that, if that's your thing.
See, this is why you and I are friends. This is why I like you, because you throw that little nice little jab in there so like nonchalantly. Your pink wine.
I'm into it.
This pink wine is killer, and not only can I drink pink wine, I can make amazing food to go with it, so that makes it okay.
I'm into it. Whatever makes you feel better.
I'm going to kill myself after this episode. Dana, you're fantastic. I've appreciated talking to you and having your insight on stuff. I'm going to give you a quick speed round on stuff because I know how much you do love food. I'm going to give you a quick speed round. I could ask you 14 more questions, but it's getting late, and I'm not sure if you might attack me more. So what I'm going to do is give you that and then get you out of here. Is that cool?
Sure.
All right. So check it out. So when you do finish after a long day of shooting or after a long day of traveling, having a cocktail, for me, a cocktail is almost on the same level as food. What would be your cocktail of choice if you're going to go out after a long day of shooting? Or it could be a beer or a glass of wine. What would it be for you?
Either a glass of Pinot Noir or a dirty martini.
Okay. Now, do you have a preference of region for Pinot, or do you just not care? Just Pinot?
Just Pinot.
Mm-hmm. All right. Cool. I love Pinot, too. Pinot is great. It's definitely middle of the road. Works with fish, works with chicken, works with steak. It's fantastic. Great choice of wine, for sure. How about food? Like, is there something that you're definitely a food person. I know how much you love food. Is there something was there a dish that you had that was kind of changed your life? You had this dish and you realized that food's a thing. Food's not just something we have to do to sustain ourselves. Food is a delicious thing to eat and a great thing to enjoy with a group of people. Was there a dish that happened to you with, or has it not happened yet?
Yeah. You might judge me after I tell you what it is. But,
this is a judgment-free zone. Believe it or not, as much as you'll pick on me, I will never judge you.
Okay. I will remember that. We were on a company vacation in Turks and Caicos at Club Med, and there was all-you-can-eat buffet.
Med? What the fuck is wrong with you? No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
I know. There was white chocolate bread. It was white chocolate bread. That was it. And that's all I ate the entire week, white chocolate bread. If I could have a last meal, it would be my white chocolate bread.
White chocolate bread. Now, how long ago was this?
4 years ago. 5 years ago.
4 years ago, 5 years ago, white chocolate bread, huh?
Yeah. Are you judging?
No, I kind of think it's pretty cool. I'm trying to figure out how how one would make white chocolate bread. That's awesome.
God, you have to try it.
I have an amazing event happening in June. If I invite you and Colette, would you guys come?
Yes.
If I made white chocolate bread?
Oh, then.
All right, good times. All right, and so the final question. We have a lot of young cooks and young entrepreneurs who check out this program on a weekly basis. And, you know, I try to always end it with our guests with a great piece of advice, because you have done amazing from where you started to where you're at now and what you're doing. I mean, my God, you guys, Joy Foreman Grill, like, I had no idea. Like, I don't know if it gets much bigger than that, to be honest with you, Dana. Like, that's insane. What would be the best piece of advice you would give to a young entrepreneur, a young culinarian, a young business person kind of coming up in this world?
Get your hands dirty. Work anywhere you can. Do any internship you can. Make sure you love what you do. I think you earn the most experience, life experience, through the dirty work. You can't work up if you don't start at the bottom. And I think I've seen too many people graduate from the school and envision themselves in this role, and once they get there, it's not what they thought. So get your hands dirty and do as much as you can.
Wow. I mean, I think that's a new one for me. No one's ever said anything like that. And I think that you're absolutely right, and you couldn't have said it any more eloquently. Dana, you've been awesome. I've really, really enjoyed talking to you. I have about 15 more questions for you, but it's getting late, and maybe at some point in time we could do a part two. You know, it'd be fun to do a part two on set at some point. Who knows for that idea?
Yeah.
It would be a lot of fun. You can follow my friend Dana on Instagram at DanaLee311. That's at DanaLee311. And of course, you can follow Concepts TV at Concepts TV. That's it on Instagram. It's at Concepts TV. And is Twitter the same thing?
Yeah, Concepts TV.
Concepts TV on Twitter. And Dana, do you tweet? Are you a Twitter person or no?
Barely, yeah, but it's the same name.
All right, good. There you go. DanaLee311 on Twitter. We won't talk about 311 because I know what that is. But
it's my birthday.
Is that what it is? March 11th?
Yeah. What is it?
Oh. I think it's Indecent Exposure is actual.
Oh,
I think it's
funny.
Police
well, that
code.
Explains a lot.
Shut up. You knew that. It's police code for Indecent Exposure. You didn't know that? Really?
I had no idea.
Oh, my God. Jesus Christ. Anyway, make sure you check her out on Instagram. If you want to feel like you're watching a traveling television show or of some nature, or maybe a food traveling television show, follow Dana on Instagram, because literally it's like watching TV. The places she goes, she's hugging elephants, she's hanging out with tigers. It's amazing. I look forward to seeing the stuff you guys did in India, because I think it's really, really important. And what you guys do is very respectable, and being a part of it, I know how hard it is, and you are definitely the queen when it comes to running the show at infomercials and at regular commercials. You're awesome at it.
Thank you so much.
There you go. Well, that's all I got for you, Dana. That's it. Get out of here.
You're the best. This was fun. As always, until next time.
Until next time. That's right. Dana, thank you so much for your time tonight, and we'll talk to you down the road.
Thank you. Love you, Plum.
See you, sweetie. Take care. Thank you. All right.
Bye.
There she goes. That's my friend Dana Conklin from Concepts TV. Let me get myself poured here another glass. And in the meantime, we'll be right back in 2 seconds to wrap this show up. That's right, guys. You're checking out Plum Love Foods Live. Be right back.
I need a little space in my mind. I need that little hope I can't find. I need a little, I need a little faith. Is that too much to ask for? I need to feel my soul come alive. I need to feel the strength to get by. I need a little, I need a little faith. Is that too much to ask for? much to ask for. Too much to ask for. Too much to ask for.
Coming back, man. What a great conversation, man. I really enjoyed talking to Dana. Dana's amazing. I get a little nervous around her because she's so strong. She's just a very awesome at what she does, and very, very, like, I don't know, she's such a leader, and that to me is a great thing. And of course, I always get input from other people. So I got my man George on the line right now. George, what's happening, brother? How are you?
I'm chilling, man. Relaxing.
There you go. How was your night? Did you work tonight?
Yeah, it was nice. We I don't know. We ran a 2-man line for a few hours. Then we had a guy come in to help us out. But yeah, it was just some dude. Yeah, no, he's not a night cook at all. He only works morning shifts. But one of our guys flaked out, so he came in to help us out. Clutch time. It was pretty cool.
You were checking the show out tonight, man. What do you think? How was it? How was Dana? Was she great?
Yeah, she was cool as shit. She was funny as hell about the arm hair.
She's shaving the arm hair
and the rosé. That was.
Yeah, look, she is just looking for some reason to make fun of me. That I don't give a shit. That's fine. As long as everybody's laughing, I don't give a fuck. But it's a true story. The last shoot we did together, she had to have my arm hair shaved, which I thought was hysterical.
God damn, fuck that.
Oh, whatever, man. It's the way you go. It's what you do. And what's fun, man, is to see how it's amazing how when you watch, I've done many shoots with these people. I've done a number of commercials with these guys, and how in control she is and the way she really kind of directs traffic, so to speak. It's very chef-like. It truly is, man. She is. There's no question who's running the show when you're on set with Dana.
Yeah, she just very quickly takes command.
Dude, it's out of control. I mean, she is the one running the show. So she's awesome. I enjoyed talking to her, and I hope you guys get a little insight to how some of these commercials are filmed and how they're done. And you know, it's just it's kind of a fun thing to see. I think from the point of view of her, from you know, kind of the backstage point of view. Did you check out last? Totally, man.
Note to self: don't do any commercials where you eat a hot dog in my air for years.
I'm gonna text her. You said that because that's badass right there. did you check out the interview the other week with our buddy my man Kevin from Sartori's
down? That wasn't last week. Last week was your
bacon
buddy,
beer.
And that was about the bacon and beer. And of course, yeah, I called one, especially this fucking Kevin off. Oh yeah, I think I talked to him. It was funny because I talked to him right when I got off work that night, and he told me like, oh yeah, we're about to go do the show right now. I'm like, oh shit.
No, he's a good dude, man. I got a lot of respect for that guy. He's a good guy, and it was great having him on the show and talking to him. And you know, we've been talking about doing it for a while now, and I finally made sure we got it to happen. So I hope people enjoyed that.
You gonna come down this summer to come check us out?
Man, you never know, dude. My summer is crazy right now. I got a lot of things happening. I'm hoping, if anything, it'll be late summer, maybe even early fall. But life is crazy right now, brother. I have so many things I want to say, but I can't yet. But it's going to be awesome, and I hope to be able to mention them soon because I think there's some really cool things that's going to make a lot of people very, very, very happy, and especially regarding this show specifically, because people like yourself who have helped make this show be what it is. My man, you got some new shoes here recently, didn't you?
Oh, yeah.
Tell us about them. What you get?
I forgot what they're called, but they're boots. I got some fucking boots because I love fucking wearing boots in the kitchen. I think they were called Empire Boots on the Shoes with Boots site. Oh, those motherfuckers are badass.
And they're comfortable as shit, right?
Hell yeah. I'm not going to lie, though. Like, first thing I did is I went and bought like an expensive $40 pair of insoles and put them in.
Did you?
Oh, hell yeah. I think on the website, these boots were like $100-something. I went and made sure I got me a nice pair of expensive-ass insoles so they can last for as long as possible.
Well, I tell you what, man, throwing those in there are great, and those shoes are great, and Shoes for Crews are good people, and I'm glad you brought that up because it's about time to run another contest.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? It's time
who's
to get somebody
where they're gonna be.
You know, it's time to get somebody another pair of shoes, and my man George here got himself a free pair of shoes from our people over at Shoes for Crews. How easy was it, brother?
It was pretty fucking easy.
There you go.
It was not hard at all. There's a whole site like it. And when it comes up, it says enter key code or enter the code. And
that's
when you enter the code. If you don't, if you skip that site, then you might fuck around and have to pay. But you just double check. It specifically says enter promo code. Like,
and who gave
it? It's a whole page.
It
just says that.
Who gave you the promo code?
I got the promo code from Chef Plum.
There you go. So what you got to do?
The
all
man
I
with
do...
no arm hair and pink rosé in his glass.
That's it for George. He's done for the night. Look, all you got to do is just go on to Instagram, social media, anything you got, Twitter, Facebook, Google+, whatever you got. All I want you to do is throw a picture of your kicks up there. Throw a picture of your busted-ass shoes and hashtag it Plum New Shoes. That's PLUM New Shoes. And what I'm going to do is we're going to check them out and we're going to pass out a winner for some brand new pair of kicks. And what I'm going to do is, just like for my man George, we just sent you a promo code, right, George? That's all it was. And you can pick whatever you wanted from the site. Am I right?
Yep. Anything. You could. If they want a $140 pair of shoes, you can get that pair of shoes. If you want the $20 pair, you can get that $20 pair. Doesn't matter what price it is.
My people at Shoes for Crews are going to send them over to you, and that's how it's going to work. So make sure you go on any social media, hashtag Plum New Shoes, show a picture of your busted-ass work shoes, and we're going to hook you up, man. We're going to pick a winner, and we're going to send you a promo code. You can pick whatever you want, just like my homie George got. Big supporter of the show. My man, I can't thank you enough for all the support you do, checking us out every week. You are the man.
No problem.
I give you a fucking intro like that, and you go, no problem. That's all you give me? That's it? That's it. Nothing. Jesus Christ. That's my George. You're going to – all right, that's what we're doing. There it is. George is a listener. Fuck, I ain't got nothing. George, have a great night. You're my homie, dude. I'm looking forward to hanging out with you this summer at some point, man. And I'll haunt you down the road.
I can't wait. All right, 86 George heard.
86 George. That's my homie, George. He's heading on down the road, putting it back on hold. There he goes. That's George, my dude. Check it out, everybody. You've been checking out Plum Love Food Live, the number one digital audio food broadcast on Monday nights. I am your host. My name is Chef Plum. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. I want to remind you right now, very, very important. Food is one of the most important things that we have in life. Everything important in life happens around food. Let's make sure we give it the time that it deserves. And ladies and gentlemen, I will...